Hey guys, well, congratulations. We are on day 21 of our 21-day fast. Wow, what has God done in your life? It's been quite a journey the last few days together, a powerful journey. Now, listen, if you've missed any of the videos or any of the teachings, I want to encourage you to go back and make sure that you complete your book. You know, there's nothing like the feeling of completing something. Maybe that's the coach in me, but I really want you to finish. So make sure if you missed a day, you go back and you spend some time with that name of God. Well, as I mentioned to you a couple days ago, these last three names are a little different because they're the actual name of God. We talked a little about how the first several names were characteristics and attributes, qualities that we found God as he introduced himself. And we went deeper with God in each of those categories or different attributes of God. But these last couple have actually been the Trinity of God. God the Father, or Abba Father, and then Jesus, Yeshua, the Son. And today we're going to look at the Holy Spirit. And I have some different illustrations I've given you in our book, and as you begin to try to understand, we all know that trying to put our head around the Trinity of God is complicated. But that's what faith is about. It's moving into the fact that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Holy Spirit today because it's actually a part of God, the Holy Spirit, that a lot of times we don't talk about in our churches. Some churches don't even recognize the Holy Spirit. And yet you can't separate the Holy Spirit out of the Trinity of God. The Spirit of God has been from the beginning of time in Genesis. When he says, let us make man in our image, that was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Spirit was from the very beginning. He is God. So as we begin to talk about the Holy Spirit, I'm going to ask you today, have you had an intimate experience with the Holy Spirit of God? That's why I encouraged you to read through the book of Acts, the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and you begin to see this supernatural power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Remember we said Holy Spirit is our comforter. Now, maybe it's hard to understand the Holy Spirit because maybe you've seen people that were filled with the Holy Spirit, and maybe that scared you. Maybe they manifested through spiritual tongues or a prayer language, or maybe you thought they act a little crazy, and I'm not sure if that's really what I want to do. And I'm just trying to be very honest with you. The Holy Spirit is God, and we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when Holy Spirit comes in us, something changes, something shifts. Holy Spirit comes in your heart to live, to rule, and to reign at salvation. I don't believe that there's a second experience that you have. I don't believe the Holy Spirit comes in later after salvation. My understanding, my theology, my belief system through reading the Word of God is that when you receive God, you receive God. Now, what happens is often we don't allow the Holy Spirit to fill us. We don't allow the Holy Spirit to come in and change and transform our lives. We don't yield to the Holy Spirit. And you'll have the journey in your Christian life where as you mature and you go on with God, Holy Spirit will come and he'll move in your life. I actually want to share with you right now a little story about my journey with the Holy Spirit. I grew up in a very strict and religious, legalistic home, and we didn't talk about the Holy Spirit. We'd read about the passages in the Bible, but it wasn't part of our Sunday experience. So when I began to pray and read, and especially when I began to read through the book of Acts, I began to say, God, I want to know you in the fullness of who you are. I want to know you, Holy Spirit. I invite you, Holy Spirit, to come in, to have residency. That means rule my life. And I began to actually see things I'd never seen before, to experience intimacy. That's when I began to go on prayer walks, and my walk went deeper. My prayer went deeper. I yielded to the Holy Spirit. I began to have promptings. I understood in my heart, he's speaking to me. I would feel convicted about things. And what happened was I was growing in my understanding and my relationship with God, just like you do with anyone. If you give time and if you work on having a relationship with someone, you're going to grow in that relationship. And that's what happened. I wanted so much to have a relationship with God that I prayed and I yielded and I asked and I listened. And several years ago, I was in South Africa and I was on a prayer walk. And I was listening to a song that actually Kim Walker Smith was singing. And the song was, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and fill the atmosphere. And those are the lyrics to the song. And I began singing the song as I was walking up this hill in South Africa. And I'm telling you what, something happened to me. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit like I've never felt before. I got to the top of that hill and I fell on my knees and I just started praying out to God because, listen, I was having an experience with the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want you to have. I want you to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, just like in Acts when they had the encounters with the Holy Spirit. That's what I believe revival is. I believe revival is when we start to have encounters with the Holy Spirit. We change. Our minds change, our mouth changes, our perspective changes, our heart changes. We are filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit of the living God. And I remember hearing Him and feeling Him and crying out to Him. And I remember something shifted in my life. Well, I came home from South Africa and I began to do prayer walks in the park and I began to pray differently and yield my heart to God differently. I began to hear Him differently. And I wrote a book actually called The Park. You can find it on my website. And from that actually came a trilogy. And it's a beautiful fictional story of a woman that has an encounter, a beautiful encounter with the Holy Spirit, out of my encounter with the Holy Spirit. Actually, on my website, and I want to encourage you, if you've not checked this out, you can go to the resources on my website, and I have some teaching on the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to encourage you to go to that. Click on under resources, and I have a 4 or 5 part video series on how to know the Holy Spirit, because listen to me, please listen to me. In Christianity today, I believe that we have covered up, suppressed, not understood the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe if we're going to pray for revival in our country, in our homes, in our hearts, we have to have a release of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We have to have encounters with the Holy Spirit of the living God. And He is there to encounter you, but you must call on Him. You must ask to be filled. Matter of fact, the verse that we see in Acts 1:5, it says they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now listen, don't be confused with this. There's a water baptism. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you have been baptized, you are baptized into the Holy Spirit. So water baptism is a picture. Listen to me. It's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when you're water baptized, you're showing everyone that when you go down into the water, just the Bible says, just like Christ died and rose again to newness of life, just like we are baptized. So you go under the water and you come up to newness of life. So it's a physical picture that you're showing everybody that you identify, you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's water baptism. But spirit baptism is when you are baptized into the Holy Spirit of the living God. That means you die to self and you rise to newness of life. You have asked the Holy Spirit of the living God to fill you, every part of you, and you're asking to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. The Bible also tells us in Acts 1:8, listen, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Don't get freaked out with these verses. Don't go, I don't know what that means. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. He will and He wants to. All you have to do is what I did. Begin to read through the Word of God and stop long enough to pray and say, Holy Spirit, be my interpreter. Holy Spirit, be my guide. Fill me. I'm telling you what, if you just ask Him to fill you on a daily basis, you'll begin to not yield to the flesh, but you will yield to the Spirit. And that's what this fast has been about, trying to teach us not to yield to the things of the flesh, but let the Holy Spirit of the living God speak to you, guide you, prompt you, teach you, be your comforter. When that happens on a daily basis, remember a few days ago we talked about sanctification, we talked about Jehovah Makedesh, and we talked about sanctification. He wants to sanctify you. He wants to cleanse you on an everyday, daily basis. That's the precious Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you to go deeper, watch those videos on my website. Read our fasting passage for today. It's another passage we talked about in Acts 13. Again, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. That's what we're fasting for, revival and the filling of the Holy Spirit. And then do your discussion questions. This is your last day. sit and just let Him saturate you with His presence, with His goodness, with His Spirit. And listen, I'm telling you, so many, again, have said to me, there's a tenderness right now. I believe coming out of this fast, we're getting ready to move into our 10-year anniversary here. We're concluding our fasting video. So I don't know when you're watching this video. Maybe you're watching it years from now. But we are concluding a fast and moving into a 10-year celebration. And if you're with me, we are asking God for supernatural things in 22. This is 2022. We're asking God to move in a supernatural way in our country. Ask Holy Spirit to move. Yield to Him. Yield means you give Him first place. You stop. Just like you're at a yield sign, you stop and you let Him go first. Let Him go first in your life. Yield your life to Him. Let's conclude in our prayer today to Holy Spirit. And guys, this is just, it's such a powerful time. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for being my comforter. You're my teacher and you're my guide. I pray for your daily filling and leading in my life. I ask you to place a hedge of protection around me, my family, and my loved ones. Did you know you can do that? Did you know that you can pray that Holy Spirit put a hedge of protection around you and your family and your loved ones? Thank you for giving me power to live each day. The Bible says that I might know Him in the power of His resurrection. The power of Jesus' resurrection was the power of the Holy Spirit. Know Him in that power. Hey guys, I want to encourage you to take some time and go through the next few pages. I actually have some fun things. They're just some fill in the blanks and test your knowledge to see how many of those names of God you memorized and you know. And my prayer for you is that you would journey from here on out in knowing the names of God and calling the names of God, becoming intimate with the names of God. I pray that this book will be a book that you will use on a regular basis, that you will fast on a regular basis, that you will intimately know God on a regular basis. So I thank you for joining me on this 21-day fast as we fasted with God. I thank you for your time. I pray for revival. I pray blessings over you, prosperity over you, goodness and increase in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.